And I'm sure a few people may come online once we get started, but let's go ahead.
Joined.
Welcome. Thank you, Murray. Welcome, everyone, to today's Atlas II PR Working Group call on Thursday, the 22nd of May at 1400 UTC. I know that on the agenda this is item 2, but I'll quickly do a roll call while I do have the floor and then pass it on to Murray. On today's call, we have Murray McKercher, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Glenn McKnight, and Pastor Peters. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Young, Susie Johnson, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Peter Bruder. Left anyone at the roll call. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. And I see that Eduardo Diaz has joined us on the Adobe Connect as well as Jim. Thank you. Over to you, Murray.
Thank you very much, and welcome everyone to, I believe this is our third call. And I appreciate everyone is very busy, so we're going to move directly through to the items. If there are any other items that people would like to add to the agenda, perhaps you could put those into the Adobe Connect. But I think the first thing we should do is go through the previous action items, and I think that will bring up a lot of things from that perspective. So I know those are posted on the Adobe Connect in the visual area. Perhaps we can start with Heidi about the videos. We've had some discussion. I know Glenn's online and some things have been done. So Heidi, could you just address that item, please?
Yes, happy to, Murray. This is Heidi for the record. Again, the welcome video that Jim and his team put together is now posted in several places. One is posted on the at-large homepage. It's posted on the at-large summit home wiki page. It's posted on the PR promotional items page. I think that Dev is going to be using that in a newsletter. And I believe it's also going to be used in a blog post that is going to be posted on the ICANN homepage as well. And that, Olivier will be able to speak more to that shortly. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you, Heidi. Moving on to the second item, the gift for that. Actually, they're not gift for speakers. They are actually speakers as gifts. And I believe that has been completed, if anyone can speak to that.
Yes,
Susie, if you could speak to that one, please.
Yes, hello, everyone. We have ordered the speakers. They have arrived, and they were shipped yesterday, all packed neatly, and ready to go to London.
That's terrific. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing and hearing those.
They sound great, and they're really cute.
They look good, too. Yeah, they look good. And so this is Heidi. Just really quickly, we ordered 80 in white with purple text and the at-large summit logo, and then and 80 black with white text and logo, so people can choose. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you very much. This is Murray McKercher speaking. On to item 3. We've had some discussions. I've had a number of emails back and forth with folks about the suggested speakers. By means of an update from my perspective, we did hold a vote on a number of speakers that were identified as possible. There was an agreement to go ahead with Martha Lane Fox, and we have a backup from Olivier. Olivier can speak to that in a moment. And I would ask perhaps Jim if he has any updates with respect to that. My outreach continues through the Canadian Embassy in London and through the UK trade and investment contacts that I have, but I have nothing further to update on that just at the moment. Jim, could you speak to that? Jim may be on mute. I don't hear him.
Jim, it's star 7 to unmute.
This is Carlos. Jim is typing in the chat. His line dropped and he's calling back.
Okay, perhaps Olivier, you could, we've had a bit of a discussion. Could you give an update from your perspective?
Yes, thank you very much, Murray. It's Olivier speaking. So effectively, we've been looking at several potential speakers. One of them was Martha Lane Fox. We had a little poll that was sent out to try and find who people preferred, with all of the listing of all the people that were presented by the agency, that the PR agency that's based in London. The results, Martha Lane Fox came ahead, but there's also another chap, Ben Hammersley, who came in as number second case. And the question really was that they wanted to get paid for the, and this is as far as I can understand, they wanted to get paid for the attendance and for the speech. And I'm a little concerned. I think the price was 5,000, I cannot remember if it's pounds or euros,
yeah,
and I'm doing all this from memory.
4,000 for Ben.
5,000 pounds sterling, is that correct?
No, 4,000 pounds sterling for Ben.
4,000 pounds sterling, that's it. And thank you, Heidi. And seeing that the speech would be 15 minutes in length, I calculated that this would give you a monthly salary of 3.8 million pounds, which is actually pretty good. So we might get someone to do it cheaper than that. I'm just concerned that we would have to fork out such a large amount of money to have someone speak for 10 minutes. An alternative, and this is the sort of plan B, if we don't manage to bring that price down or find another speaker of the same type of background as the ones brought there, but for a much cheaper price, and if not actually pro bono. An alternative would be to have Axel Lemaire, who is the French Secretary of State for the digital economy, recently appointed. And from what I understand, and this is through Sébastien Bachelet, from what I understand, she would be available to speak without requiring a hefty fee. So that's what I know from now. Jim probably has more information on the matter. But that's our plan B. The thing that I would say, though, is we really need to find an answer before the end of this week, because if we are going to have to go for plan B, then we would have to, of course, give Axel Lemaire enough notice. Because, of course, she needs to know both what she will be talking about, and also she needs to know on the details of the day. Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I posted into the chat a little bit of information about Martha Lane Fox in case anyone was interested, and one of my to-do lists. I see Glenn's hand up, followed by Jim. Glenn, you can go ahead, please.
Hi, it's Glenn for the record. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, thank you. I given the fact that it's a 15-minute speech, people are not listening very well, which means a 10-minute speech, and it's who knows what. I'm sorry, I just have an aversion to paying someone these kind of fees for a short little introduction, which they don't even know what ALAC is, and so the relevance of the speech is questionable. I'm sure we can make up the difference, and if Olivier, to you, if that person is willing from France to say a few words at pro bono, I would go with that. That's my recommendation.
Thank you, Glenn. I agree with your sentiment, and I think many of us do, about fees, so pro bono is best. If we were lucky enough to get Martha Lane Fox, I think that's great. I would agree that our plan B is also excellent. So thank you, Glenn. Jim, your hand is up. Go ahead, please.
Sorry about the delay here. In talking with the folks at Edelman who had been talking with Ben Hammersley, they were under the impression that his presentation would last somewhere between 40 minutes and an hour. I alerted them yesterday that wasn't the case. It would be 10 to 15 minutes. And so Edelman folks think that he would certainly reduce it based on that, and was also, if you did want to bring him on, Also wondering if there would be other speakers. Would he be able to mingle with members or with the participants afterwards? He is anxious to do it. The cost does not seem to be something that he's focused on. So I can get a further read later today on what it would take for a 15-minute presentation if you still want to go in that direction. And they know that Martha is your first choice.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. Glenn, I noticed your hand is still up. Does anyone else have any comments on the topic? So I see no hands, so I'm suggesting that I will continue my outreach for Martha Lane Fox. Jim will continue with his, and we have our friend from France available. So we'll just keep going as quickly as possible to get this, and I'll update everyone in a few days. Very good. So let's move on. I think we have basically taken item 4 from the action items. Thank you, Jim. Carlos has completed his item. Carlos, do you wish to speak to that item on modifying the certificate template? Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Carlos. On the last call, I uploaded the document. I think everyone saw that. So any feedback that was received after that was reflected, but what's interesting is most of the feedback I received the first time. So I think there were just some stylistic changes with second at-large summit versus Atlas II and things like that.
Very good. Thank you. I'm not sure whether we have Wolf on the call to just quickly discuss item 6, but it looks like it was completed at any rate. So Wolf was to follow up on the shortlist and the final selection for the session moderators and reporters for each and the questions of additional resources. Thank you, Gisela. Wolf is not on the call, so we'll just put that aside for the moment. Moving to item 7, video editing. I believe those were edited. I spoke with Glenn on this, and Jim, again, do you have any updates with respect to the status of the video and where it actually exists at the moment?
No, I think all the video work is done. If you folks have any other ideas on how you might want to repurpose any of it between now and the Atlas II, just let me know. Happy to help out.
Okay, thank you very much. Heidi, do you have any comments about that? And my suggestion was that from the social media outreach perspective that we upload this onto whatever our video channel is going to be for Atlas. I'm not sure we've discussed that yet. So if anyone has any comments on that.
Marie, this is Ariel speaking. So I work with Kelsey to upload this video on YouTube already. And also work with Deb about the description of the video. We haven't publicized it because we want to make sure everything's okay before we make it public. So it's on YouTube, and once it's publicized, it's on the large YouTube channel.
Okay, thank you very much. That sounds perfect to me. So if there is a link for people to have a quick peek at that, if someone can post that in the chat, that would be helpful. Thank you. Now, so we've gone through the action items on our agenda. We're now moving to item 4. Eduardo, if you have anything to post, please go ahead.
This is Eduardo for the record. Thank you, Murray. Things are moving along. We're trying to get the web page for the event. We just had a conference call yesterday, and it seems to me that sometime next week we will be able to see something in place with some real content for all to see. And please, once you receive the message, comment and provide feedback on that page.
domain that I was agreed to have is Atlas 2 with two I's dot ICANN.org. Mark, I think Haley and Mark from staff are going to check with the IT department on how long it will take to create that subdomain. The page is initially hosted in our server, and when I say in our server, it's the Internet Society of Puerto Rico server. It's working, it's doable to use that, and going forward in the future, we might move this to a server-owned, you know, site, ICANN, but owned and managed by ICANN. So we have some kind of continuity, and this page will not disappear in the future for the record. Other than that, I don't know if I'm missing something. There is another call this afternoon, I mean at 1300 today for the OC, for the organization committee, which I invite everyone. And I might be missing something important, Oliver or Haley, if you want to add to what I said. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. I'd like to move, I don't see any hands up, I'd like to move on to our next item. And Eduardo, I think if you could mute your phone, there's a little background noise there.
I'm sorry, so Murray, this is Eduardo.
Yes, go ahead.
Were you talking to me?
Yes. There's a little background noise. I think it may be coming from you. I'm not sure. If you could possibly mute.
My telephone is muted.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. We'll go ahead with item number 5. Wolf is not on the call, but Olivier, perhaps you can take item 5. We're reviewing the thematic group coordination. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Marie. It's Olivier speaking. So I invite you all to have a look at the wiki page, which deals with the thematic groups. It's linked over to your agenda. And what we have here are a list of the different thematic groups with the subject matter experts and the session moderators or session facilitators, whichever way we'd like to call them. And then the session reporting, and these are sort of the reporters that will be dealing with what happens afterwards as far as the drafting of the final statements are concerned. Just to remind you all the way this all is going to work, effectively we're going to get the subject matter experts that are going to be helping out with shepherding of the different participants. As you know, we've sent out another survey out to find out what topics our ALSers are interested in and would like to participate in. Depending on the size of each one of the groups, the two larger groups will be getting interpretation and will be in the larger rooms. The three smaller groups will not be having interpretation and will therefore be in the smaller rooms as well. And, of course, we can't predict that until we have the actual answers, and I think that we'll probably have that by the end of the day today or maybe tomorrow. So that's one thing. Now, at the moment, we have two subject matter experts, or at least two subject matter experts for each one of those thematic groups. The five groups are the future of multi-stakeholderism, the globalization of ICANN, the global internet, global internet, the user perspective, ICANN transparency and accountability, and finally, at-large community engagement in ICANN. Then, as far as the moderators are concerned, they will be there to facilitate the discussions. The idea is to start with a discussion on the topic and an introduction from the subject matter experts and setting the scene effectively and getting everyone up to speed first on the topic. Then the discussion will take place, and a discussion, of course, should take place with a target of being able to draft a report that will then go into the overall statement. The overall report that the ALAC will be presenting later on. The five reports, the one report from each of the working groups, will be drafted and collated by the session reporters, who will then all meet together the day before the last day of Atlas II, which I believe is on the Wednesday, and they'll be putting all this into one large report. The final discussions will be on the Thursday morning, where all of the session reporters will be presenting the overall report to the Atlas II itself. And then at lunchtime, the ALAC will be ratifying this set of reports. And in the afternoon of Thursday, that will be presented to the board. And it is unknown whether it will be in the early part or late part of the afternoon, but it will be sometime on Thursday that it will be presented to the board. So the target here really is to get those groups, those working groups, to produce a report with their findings and the findings from the discussions that they've had. Now, there are a couple of questions, and Wolf and I have been discussing this by email, and we're not quite sure at the moment which way to go. The couple of questions are, first, well, the extent to which the ALSs are going to be involved. We don't want the session moderator, sorry, the session subject matter experts to direct what's going on. They are here to just lead and coordinate session content and output, but they're not there to do the work itself. We're really we have to make sure that the ALSs themselves are really tapped for their input. The other question is whether we should have one subject matter expert per working group and one moderator per working group and one session reporter per working group, or whether we can allow for more than one in each one of these three positions. And that's a question, and I guess we could discuss some of this here. One last thing before I open the floor or give the floor back to you, Murray, is to do quickly with the coordination of all of this, and we're hoping to be putting together in the next couple of weeks a call that will include all the subject matter experts and the moderators and the session reporters so as to discuss the way to go and start basically putting together the actual themes and the way work will take place, going into deeper details on this. Back to you, Murray.
Thank you very much, Olivier, for that update. At this point, I'm going to continue through our agenda. We really have covered item 6, which was the potential keynote speakers. I don't think there's anything else there unless anyone has any specific comments about that. So I'll just wait for a moment. Thank you. Item 7 is about publicizing the summit, which is dear to my heart, being this is the public relations working group specifically. So both Olivia and I have been talking a little bit about that, but I wanted to turn it over to Olivia briefly if you had any thoughts in that matter.
Olivia, you may be mute if you're speaking.
I'm sorry, Mary, I just missed that what you just said just now. For some reason, it got gobbled up. Sorry. And I wasn't. Indeed.
That's fine, Olivier. No problems. We're on item 7 about publicizing the summit. So we've had some previous discussion about the public relations aspect of what we're doing, whether or not we'll have a lot of coverage and how we coordinate the public relations aspect and publicizing the summit both to the press and to the world at large. So we had some discussions about aligning with the ICANN public relations machine and Edelman, and at this point we really want to focus on our messaging that's going out. I think it's not far away from finalizing, and I'm happy to take that on.
Yeah.
So asking Olivia, I was just asking you your comments or experience in this regard to the previous event.
Thank you very much, Murray. Now, the previous event, I don't really know, because whilst I was around, I wasn't really part of the core working group on this, but just to let you know on what's going on in this case at the moment. Edelman is obviously working on this, and there is more to be coming from them. I wish Jim had remained there. Maybe he'd been able to give us a little bit more information on that. What I do know is that there are a lot of things that will take place during the ICANN 50th meeting. There's the GAC high-level meeting that will take place on the Monday. There is a Commonwealth meeting that takes place a couple of days before the ICANN meeting starts, and actually that was done specifically to avoid clashing with ATLAS II. So I think it's on Wednesday and Thursday that this takes place, or Thursday and Friday that this takes place. And in fact, there is an interest. I've received invitations for any ATLAS II participants that might be arriving early to go and join the Commonwealth Summit as well. So there's certainly some cross-pollination on that, and I'm advising the organizers of this summit, I'm advising them also about the what's going on with ATLAS II and all of the progress. So we might get some people coming regarding that. Two things, really. There's the PR towards our own ALSs on the one hand, and the PR towards the rest of ICANN and the wider Internet community. As far as our own ALSs are concerned, I think that some regions are probably embracing this a lot better than others are. I'm a little concerned that my own region, the Uralo region, appears to be lagging behind, and I'm not quite sure why, but there appears to be some lack of, I'm not sure if it's interest or time or whatever, and so the PR group might wish to target something specifically at the European ALSs to try and bring them up to scratch. Certainly as far as involvement in the preparations of the at-large summit, we haven't seen very much apart from less than a handful of ALSs. So that's one concern, but with regards to all the others, of course, we've got the ATLAS II participants mailing list, and that's been feeding them with information. We've got the wonderful newsletters. We're now at the second newsletter that's also been sent out, and that obviously is getting them to be more and more interested in what's going on. We've had the capacity building sessions, the webinars, which have been well attended. So it seems that we're somehow getting there. Of course, we're still not completely there. I'd like to see more of the ALSs know what is going on and getting involved early on with activities so that we don't need to start with an ICANN 101, you know, a beginner's course to ICANN when we actually have them in the room finally on Saturday morning. So that's one thing. The other thing is the rest of ICANN. I've now sent details of the summit, of the whole summit, to the board. So the board is well aware, and I've already received some congratulations from board members looking at the overall schedule of our activities. I've also shared the information with all the chairs of SOs and ACs, supporting organizations and advisory committees. There is a question on whether when we invite the chairs of supporting organizations and advisory committees on the Tuesday morning and the Wednesday morning, that's the very early session when we try and relate with them and maybe get them to bring some of their communities over to us. There's a question as to whether we should also invite the stakeholder groups, the GNSO stakeholder groups. You might not be aware that the GNSO is a very special animal and that the GNSO Council does not represent the GNSO stakeholder groups themselves. And so each one of the stakeholder groups also has a chair. At the moment, we've just invited the GNSO Council chair. We might wish to invite the GNSO stakeholder groups chairs, and I don't know which committee will need to make that decision, but I'm throwing it out here since I know that many of the people on the call are part of the different committees. So answer when you think is the right time to answer. Maybe it's not this call. But that's what's going on within ICANN. And as a result, I think that, you know, there is certainly knowledge about ATLAS II. We might wish now to start looking at expanding the publicity of Atlas II with perhaps any other mailing lists that you might be on outside of ICANN. I'm thinking of the governance mailing lists and things like that. The only concern, though, is the size of the room that we have for that weekend, for the plenary sessions. The rooms are, you know, if we have 160 ALSs, we probably would have a spare 20 to 30 seats maximum in that main big room. And, you know, I know we're all open and we'd love to have more people, but imagine if we have another 100 people trying to crowd in there and then we've got space problems. So that's something for this working group to think about. And back to you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Murray McKercher speaking for the record. I believe in all public relations and all communications that social media is very important. I realized that there's a new social media group, and I wanted to first congratulate Dev on his newsletter. A lot of work has gone into that, and it's going out, so thank you, Dev. But I'd ask if Ariel and Dev could speak a little more to our social media plans. And I don't realize it's not on the agenda, but I think it's the appropriate time to do that. Go ahead, Ariel.
Hello, everyone. This is Ariel speaking. So after the PR call today, we will have the first curation group call, and we will discuss the workflow for writing for social media. And I just pasted on the AC chat. This is a chart we created for curating static content and templates for fluid content. And if you have a read of our strategy, you will have a general understanding of that. So basically, we will start posting on Twitter and Facebook on June the 1st. And for the first 10 days of June, we will mainly focus on capacity building type of content, things like interesting things mentioned in the Inner's Guide and also the capacity building webinars. So we will curate content like that. And on the second 10 days of June, we will focus on writing about RALO activities and working group activities. And once the topics of the thematic groups are settled, we will post relevant content corresponding to the thematic group sessions. And also we will develop templates for fluid content. They're mainly the information we receive from ALAC announced emails as well as the Atlas II newsletter. So at this stage, we can figure out a way to convey those information and maybe find appropriate links and images. So when we receive those messages through ALAC Announce, we can just quickly plug in that template and post it on Twitter and Facebook. So our goal is before the summit, we will post on Twitter at least twice a day and post on Facebook at least five times a week. And that's our goal. And during the summit, we will do live coverage of the event. And currently, we have 18 volunteers for the curation working group, and a lot of them from AFRALO and APRALO, but we also have a few from LACRALO, URALO. So we have a quite balanced representation of the RALO members. So we will utilize those resources and have a balanced coverage of the summit. We're still figuring out the mechanism for a live coverage, but this is the topic we're going to discuss in the second curation group call. So this is a brief version of the update so far.
Very good. Thank you, Ariel. I just had one question myself. Facebook and Twitter are the larger social media in many parts of the world, but I was just wondering whether we had any opportunity to reach into the Chinese social networks, thinking Alibaba, and whether you had any comments or there's been any discussion about that.
Hello, Mary. Thank you for pointing this out. This is our goal for the long term. We will roll out to other platforms, but we need to evaluate our performance on Facebook and Twitter first, and then assess the necessity of rolling out to other platforms. Then we will decide what to do next. And, of course, China is a big social media ecosystem itself. So we'll look into that, but we'll be after the summit.
Very good. Thank you. I'm just taking a pause for a moment. You know, are there any other items? I know we're on potentially on the next steps. We do have 20 minutes remaining. I would like to use the time in the best way possible. So I'm just taking a pause. I know Ariel has her hand up. I'm not sure if there's anything else you wanted to say, Ariel.
Yes, this is Ariel speaking. I think we haven't decided on the hashtag for Atlas yet. I think now is a good opportunity to decide on that.
That's an excellent point. I think we should discuss that. But my personal input to the hashtag is that it should be short and simple. I know Glenn and I have had some discussions about that. Glenn, you might have some comments, but I open it to the floor. So if anyone wants to raise their hand or just identify yourselves and speak up. Thanks.
Hi, this is Claire speaking. King or?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Claire speaking, the French interpreter. Can you hear me?
Yes, Claire, we can hear you. Go ahead. Are you interpreting on behalf of someone specifically, or is it your own comment?
The meeting hasn't begun yet. The meeting has to begin in half an hour for us.
Claire, Gisela here. Sorry, Murray.
Yes.
Claire, if you could just go onto the Skype. We haven't finished this call. I will be in touch with you on the Skype.
Okay.
Thank you, Gisela. The joy of conference calls. I notice Eduardo is typing into the chat, perhaps in regards to the newsletter. Let me just wait for that. So Eduardo has mentioned that hashtag Atlas2 or AtlasII or Atlas2 with the numeral 2 are available as hashtags. And I noticed Glenn is typing, perhaps Eduardo and Glenn are on other calls. Glenn suggests hashtag, I guess it's Atlas2 with the numeral 2 as opposed to the 2 I's. Is anyone else? Ariel is typing now. Ariel agrees with Atlas with the numeral 2. Does anyone have any comments about that? David's typing, so I'm just going to let the chat go ahead for a moment. We have agreement on hashtag Atlas2 so far with the numeral 2. Olivier is typing. So for those of you who perhaps don't have the chat, Olivier suggests that Atlas II looks a little strange and that Atlas space, the capital II for the title, but the hashtag, seeing as we're using a different media, should be a bit different. Any other comments? Olivier is typing.
Hello,
go ahead.
Ariel speaking. I did a quick search of the hashtag Atlas 2 and the number 2 on Twitter. I saw it was used before by some footwear company, and that was one of their shoe brands. But luckily, this was not very trending, so not many people have seen that before. So just to let you know ahead of time. And also I did a hashtag search of at large. It was used in a lot of different contexts. So if we want to publicize Atlas 2, the hashtag probably we should publicize together with hashtag ICANN or hashtag ICANN at large instead of hashtag at large, just so that makes sure our association is clear.
Yes, I think that's a very valid point. We can certainly have multiple hashtags during any Twitter chatting that goes on. Olivia, you have your hand up. If you'd like to take the floor, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Murray. It's Olivia speaking. And a question to everyone here, whether you know if there could be a trademark issue with regards to using hashtag Atlas to with a member. If it was used by a shoe company, could they have trademarked this thing, or maybe not?
Perhaps someone could do a further search on that if it was considered an issue. That's part of our discussions about trademark and the internet in general. It seems to me if there's no formal trademark process that we should simply use it. I'm happy to go ahead and use hashtag Atlas2 as per Olivier's chat, and perhaps we could have a formalized vote on that so that we could move forward, unless anyone has any objections or anything else they'd like to say. A consensus call is suggested by Olivier. Gisela, perhaps you could do the appropriate process. Eduardo, your hand's up. Go ahead. So I see votes coming in on the Adobe Connect, and I'm assuming everyone is on the Adobe Connect or can indicate through the chat or other process of their agreement, but it generally looks like we have a majority agreement on hashtag ATLAS numeral 2. Any other discussion? It sounds like we should go ahead with that. Diesel is typing. Okay, so everyone is in Adobe Connect, so I think we have agreement by all, and we should go ahead with hashtag ATLAS to the numeral 2. Very good. Ariel, do you have any other issues you'd like to bring up, or anyone, if you could raise your hands? At this point, we have almost 10 minutes left in the call. Eduardo. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Ariel.
Sorry, that was an old hand, but if anyone of you want to join the curation group call, you're welcome. It's in 12 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eduardo, go ahead. I can't hear Eduardo. Go ahead, Eduardo. I think we have you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Eduardo.
Okay. No, my question is, when are we going to start using this hashtag, and how we are going to publicize the fact that this hashtag exists?
You know, I would suggest we could start using it almost immediately, and I believe we, Gisela, could suggest on where we'll be putting this hashtag going forward on all of our social media and whether we can integrate it in any printed materials at this point that are being printed for the event.
Hello, Mary, this is Ariel speaking. In terms of using hashtags for social media, we will figure out a strategy, like what will be the best way to do that. But because we're starting posting on June the 1st, we will probably do this type of a countdown tweet. For example, 3 weeks to Atlas 2 or, you know, 1 week to Atlas 2 or something like that, so we can frequently use the hashtag every several days so that we'll build some recognition of that hashtag. We also have Atlas 2-related static content tweets that will be posted during the second 10 days of June. So when we post those tweets, we will use hashtag Atlas 2 along with the other relevant hashtags. And also, I can quickly make a cover photo for Twitter and also cover photo for our Facebook page by integrating the hashtag on the cover photo, so that will make this hashtag more prominent. And we will also figure out other ways to publicize this hashtag. For example, the Olivia suggested to put the hashtag on the PowerPoint template for the London meeting. So we will definitely do that. These are just some thoughts so far, and we'll brainstorm more.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ariel. I would suggest that anyone who's particularly interested in it join the call in the next under 10 minutes on social media. And in that regard, I suggest that we also recap any action items that have come out of this meeting, because I'd like to adjourn fairly quickly and give everyone a break who's going on to the next meeting. So do we have any other business that anyone would like to raise at this point? And Gisela, do we have, I haven't been tracking everything, do we have any specific action items that we need to put in the official transcript?
Mari Gisela here. We will double check and get back to you after the call with an email, but we haven't noted any so far, except for the hashtag.
Okay, very good. Well, I will certainly, on my end, take on a few items about publicizing the summit. Olivia and I need to chat about that a bit further. So I will take an action item that Olivia and I will further the publicizing, and I think that falls out of the social media strategy as well. So let's see what happens in the next call, and we can add that to the wiki page throughout the week. So unless anyone has anything else they'd like to suggest, I move that we adjourn the meeting. Usually you're
Mari, just checking on when you'd like your next call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would suggest, given that things are speeding along, there may be a number of items come up, so a week from now, this time slot works well for me. I'm not sure about the others. So I would suggest there will be things to discuss, and I suggest a week from today, if that's possible.
Mari Gisela here. It is possible from my side, so we'll send out a meeting invitation to the group to see if people can join again at this time next week.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone for their participation. I will be joining the next group in 7 minutes from now. And Glenn has made a suggestion, which I will note in the chat. Thank you. So I believe we can end the call. If there are I see no other hands. Gisela, you have your hand up, and Glenn is still typing.
No.
Very good. Then thank you very much to everyone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gisela.
Not at all. Thank you very much. I wanted to say.
Okay. Very good. Thanks to everyone. Have a terrific day wherever you are, and we will reconnect next week or shortly on the next call. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.